Hello everybody and welcome to the latest episode of Esposito, our finale, if you like. Well, mid-season finale, the finale of the Dora the Explorer Pull My Pinky adventure. Hope you're all doing well and you enjoy the episode this week. Hope you're all doing well and you enjoy the episode this week. If you could do us a favour, and if you enjoy the podcast, it'd be great if you could share, like, all that jazz. Really appreciate it, but no worries at all if not. Hope you all have a fantastic day, and get ready for Season 3, which is just on the horizon.
You put two rounds in Paige, you go straight through him, and as he's in zero grav and he's magnetized to the floor, he doesn't move or drop to the floor, he just seemingly floats, but stuck to the ground, doesn't move. And it's, again, with this discordant music slowly powering down, it's quite a haunting scene to behold, but also pleasing because he was a twat. There's two more drones. Oh, is your drone to go as well, right, Reboot?
It is, and it was fighting those two drones. Let's continue that into drone warfare.
Finish these off.
So that's an 18 for the first attack.
It hits.
Not too bad, 8 damage.
Okay.
And the second attack is not great, that's 11.
That misses. They're both going to try and destroy the drone with a 22 on their first attack.
Yeah.
And an 11 on the second attack.
Oh, that one will miss.
With chip damage of 3 slashing. And then we're back up to the top of the round. It's Hood's go. You've just seen Paige get annihilated by Rebook's cryo rounds. He's sort of deeply staring into your eyes, Hood, still, as he was facing you. Still standing because the zero grav's keeping him up. He's piercing. It's almost like he's hiding something in his death. What do you do?
Hud takes us in for a moment, and then he chuckles to himself, and then he says, "Hey, Rebook, I guess he was cooler than he looked."
Oh, goddamn, that's much better.
And then he's going to shoot one of the remaining drones.
So to get a line of sight on them, you'd have to just walk back towards the doorway. But you've got enough movement to do that.
Is that the doorway towards the escape pod?
No, but you'd have to move away from the escape pods.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
You don't have a breathable atmosphere as well, so make a constitution saving throw before you do that.
Oh, dear. That's a 7.
So you take 1 point of force damage as the remaining air in your lungs starts to get sucked out into the vacuum.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to shoot the drones.
You have mag boots as well, right?
I do, yeah. Everyone has mag boots. It's a 24 to hit.
Oh, no, fuck off.
That hit.
Not everyone has mag boots, although Jefferson will soon.
Yeah, 24 to hit, and that's 13 points of damage on the first one.
Which one are you going for?
Which one's already been damaged?
They've both been damaged slightly. There's one that's looking on its last legs. There's a couple of parts falling off it.
I'll go for that one.
Okay, you destroy that one instantly. Yeah, it just floats off in the same direction that you fired your shot towards.
How many are left now?
Just one.
Just one. Okay, I'll shoot this last one then.
All right.
Does a 17 hit the drone?
It does.
Oh, cool. So in that case, that's 18 points of damage.
Yep, and you annihilate that one as well. Just explodes into a million pieces. Literally a million.
And with that, I shout to everyone, "All right, folks, time to go. Get to the escape pod." And then I'm going to use whatever movement I've got left to move towards the escape pod.
Okay, you would have had to use all your movement to get to the place to fire shot.
Okay.
I say we're out of initiative now. We're out of combat.
Yeah. Jefferson wants to phase shift over to the Venom Page clone's body.
Okay.
And loot. There's two key things that Jefferson's going for, but he's also just searching to see if there's anything else going on. So the two key things are fucking gravity boots. And he's getting his disrupt pistol back, but he's also just searching the body to see if there's anything of use. Say, for example, an ignition key for an escape pod. As an example.
I'm not going to make you... In fact, yeah, I will make you roll for it. Do an investigation check.
My weak suit. Yeah, that is actually really quite weak. Okay, this is a good dice. That is a 15.
Okay. So yeah, you find a few things. You've got the mag boots, so you can put that in if you want.
Yes.
Yeah, you get your disruptor pistol back. That's obvious. It's attached to him. The god box is in his hands, so you can pick that up if you want.
No. Yeah, no, I will take that.
There is a breathable piece of equipment. So that will make you survive in a vacuum.
Don't need it.
And there's also... You find, curiously, in his inside pocket of his shirt, there's just a piece of card. It looks like it's been torn off, like a cereal box or something. And just scrawled on it in red writing is, "It's never over."
Oh.
It is now.
Jefferson looks at that and just goes, "Oh, God, I can't wait to die of old age."
That's all you find. As you're doing this, Dora... She floats over to you and grabs you on the shoulder. And she says, "Hello, matey. We should maybe put the box back in the computer. I know how to do that. And the space station will be fine again."
Do we want it to be fine?
Can I do an insight check?
Yeah.
20.
What are you trying to find out?
How far can I go with it? Because I kind of want to know why Dora wants to put the god box back in.
Are you questioning her intentions? Like whether they're good?
Yeah, like, is she doing it to preserve life or is she doing it to preserve the operation of the station?
With that role, you get the impression that she's doing it to create an atmosphere again and put oxygen back into the room. But you can't tell whether from what she said, whether she wants to do that because she wants the space station to survive or whether she wants to survive.
Jefferson very gingerly hands it to her, but also makes a big show of pointing his gun at her. "You've not done a lot to earn my trust, so okay, but I will kill you if I have to."
She grabs the box quickly and she does this fake maniacal laugh with a wink at the same time. Just joking, mate. And then she uses her one leg to push back off towards the computer.
Might kill you.
She quickly restores it and types a few things into the computer and the sun, the mini sun, starts to power back up again and the gravity and oxygen starts to pump back into the room. You almost feel like this kind of magnetic force pull everything back in together and everything's back in place. She whips off the mask as she falls to the floor. "Bloody hell, you took your time."
"What's the fuck, Dora? How did you get captured by this cretin place?"
"Ah, the fucking arsehole, mate. He was one of my crew. I got mutinied again."
"I've told you, do due diligence checks, all new members."
"He had names carved into him.
One of them was my name.
I just thought he was like a big fan, you know?"
"Yeah, no, that's fair. I've seen them before." All right.
Hud goes to punch her.
Okay.
Yeah,
make an attack roll with advantage. I think
he's kind of half-hearted about it. There is potential for someone to stop him if they tried.
Okay. Yeah, Jefferson like points his gun and says, genteel.
Someone heal her so I can hit her.
No. If we're unhappy with what she says, we just take the god box and we leave her here. I'm assuming that the god box can power her ship. And we can take the golden rose and we can fuck off.
You can't take the golden rose. The golden rose is screwed. There's no engine in it.
Whoa.
And so we use this machine that can power a space station to fly it.
Hold on. Did you not find my diary?
Yes.
Yes, lots of pictures of you naked and HUD drawn in.
Did you like him? No. Look, if you... I thought you knew this, but if you insert the diary into the alcohol compartment, it opens up the chair and there's a fusion core.
Oh.
A fusion core.
Why would we know that?
Well, I thought I told Rebook once, but maybe not.
Why did you turn your ship into a fucking escape room?
Also, why do you irradiate your rump so? It's not good for your teeth.
Also, why did you draw those pictures of me?
Ah, you did like it.
Also, why did you draw those pictures of him?
Do you have any copies?
It's always what you see in your dreams anyway, Hud. So, you know, I don't know why you're getting so angsty about it.
He goes to hit her again.
Oh!
Like I said, leave her here.
Look, let me explain what the fuck happened here. Does any of you have a drink?
No. Not a single one of us has anything to drink. Go.
She says, never mind, I've been saving this for a rainy day. And she picks one of her golden teeth out of her mouth. And there's this small little lid on top of it that she clicks off. And there's this tiny bit of alcohol inside. She takes it down. Bloody hell. I've not had a lick in about, I don't know, 2 hours? Anyway, the God Box. Fuck. We leave that shit. It's nothing but bad.
Well, I mean, no, but we can't leave it because then someone else can find it. It needs to go somewhere. We need to put it in a place.
So it sounds like that's still getting to somebody's hands at some point.
So he was going to... Basically, it creates anything you want. It's like a mini God particle creator, right?
What if we put it into the sun?
It made the sun. It's
There are other suns. There's like the sun is just a star. We just find a star and put it in a star.
I don't know. It could work, but I it's some sort of ancient, weird alien tech. I don't know.
Oh, they're all over the place. It's fine. Just put it in a star. It's fine. It'll go.
It was something that my father was looking into. He didn't know how to harness its power, so I was tracking it down. You know, I was trying to do a good thing. We pulled off this elaborate heist with a crew on Eldor. And then as we were jetting off, this prick reveals himself as Venom Page and fucking mutinies, kills my entire crew, and takes me off to this bloody remote place to build his army of death.
Wait, hang on, you got mutinied by one guy?
Yeah, he fucking, not happy about it.
To be fair, he nearly killed me twice.
I was asleep.
We didn't kill me or Rebook at all.
You're significantly younger than I am.
I mean, that's fair. But to be fair, she's significantly younger than you as well.
No, I'm pretty sure she's older than me.
I mean, relatively speaking.
Relatively speaking, we're all fucking children. Children.
I'm not doing this with you. Anyway, Dora.
If this place is so remote, I think we take it, but we leave it just floating in space or some shit. I don't think anybody should have this amount of power. It's immeasurable.
Into the sun. Sorry, I keep saying the as if there is a specific sun, into a sun.
Do you want supernova? That's how you get supernova.
Yeah, why not a black hole?
Yeah, so we do it right out here in the middle of fucking nowhere. Didn't we travel fucking ages to get to this point in space?
Again, we don't have a ship to get away from here, so I think first things first.
Yes, we do. My God, she's just explained. Put her diary into the drinks compartment of the Golden Road. Did we?
I did.
You burnt my diary? What the fuck? There was important things in that.
Dorian? Is there another way to power the ship without the diary?
Well, obviously, we have to get my pinky and put it in the fucking fingerprint scanner thing that was in that shack at the beginning of this entire adventure for you, right?
Dora? Where's your pinky?
Is he not looking for it?
It's in my arse.
Dora? Fish out your pinky.
It's either you do it or the grappling gun's used again.
No, here's the thing.
No.
I can just use...
There's no thing.
I can...
There's no thing. There's no thing. You are retrieving your own pinky.
It's a very simple thing that you've not even fucking thought of. I can just use this to print and create a new fusion core. I can use the god... But it can fucking create anything. I can create...
No, no, no. That's not what we're doing, because we could do that. Yes, we could do that. It'd be so easy to do that. But no, it is your fault that we all went through all of this fucking shit. So you are retrieving your pinky.
All right. Well, I was joking. It's not in my fucking ass. It's probably on page. It just didn't look well enough.
Bags, you're not looking for it.
You are retrieving your pinky. I don't care where it is, get it.
I feel like I'm a victim in this, I think.
No, because he even said you went along with it at first. You thought it was a good joke at first. You were not the victim. You just became a victim later on.
I forgot about that. Hud goes to hit her again.
No,
don't hit her.
Questions first, Hud. Point was this not funny to you? The point where he massacred your crew and took over your ship? Was that no, we'll keep going with joke at this stage.
Well, it wasn't really funny. I was just going along because I wanted to survive and doing a couple of videos. And also, he didn't really know how to use this box. I figured it out. And did you not get the pieces of cake and shit that it would heal you, and there was healing ampules and things scattered around? That was my code. I put that in to help you guys along the way.
On a grenade.
Grenades. I put them in as well.
Did find the healing ampule.
See?
Nope. Not enough.
She looks at her. See, I tried to help you and thing.
Where's my island?
Where's my fucking eye? Never mind your island.
You know, it would have been really fucking helpful. You're the one that figured out how to use the box. Don't tell him.
Well, the last few rooms that you went through were all him. He knew how to use it to...
No. The last few rooms doesn't matter. The first few rooms we went through, that was all you. Because you told him how to use the box. If you'd not told him anything, there would have been no rooms.
The key, weirdly...
Nope. Would have been no rooms.
The key, weirdly, and I don't know why... It responded to my blood.
What?
Whilst that is intriguing, again, requires your cooperation.
No, seriously, wait. I'm all for bashing Dora, but what? Why? You said your dad was looking into this. Why?
I don't know. It's some sort of ancient tech that he was trying to use to further his evil plans.
Right, yeah. I'm familiar with your dad.
But Paige was having trouble accessing the box and harnessing its power, and then he beat me one day and a bit of my blood went on the box and it seemed to light up all of a sudden and I've no...
Okay, right. This is a different sort of using the box. That's fine. Oh, that was gross.
Anyway, I don't think... We can easily print another fusion core and get the fuck out of here and just leave the box here. Nobody's going to find it.
Ah, that's not necessarily true, though, is it? Because that's kind of what everyone thinks when they leave them.
I say we print a new fusion core. I can plot a course to the nearest black hole. We airlock it out into that.
Yeah, black hole, star, I don't care.
No stars. I don't want to blow up a solar system. Nothing goes supernova. It just gets crushed to shit. And then giant space trash compactor, and we just do it that way.
Gone is gone. I don't care. Fine. Do it.
How are we supposed to get out of here in as the space station's coming apart?
We'll do the fusion core first, fix up the golden rose, and then we'll, I don't know, let's print a teleport.
Guys, there's spacesuits in the escape pod.
Oh, yeah. One of us will come down here, rip out the box, use the escape pod, then the rest of us can pick them up. How does that sound?
I don't know what that escape pod is or where it goes.
Doesn't matter. We just need the spacesuits from it. The spacesuits. As far as I recall, when I looked at it and it was described to me in my mind, there were spacesuits.
Yeah, so if you look now, there are 5 spacesuits up against the wall near the escape pod. You can see they've got mini thrusters on them as well to redirect your course as well, which should you be in zero grav.
So we could just print the thing, get in the spacesuits, take the god box, and then fly away. Fly away to the Golden Rose, which is now mine.
I think it might be better if we print the fusion core first, fit that, have the ship running, because the entire station is going to collapse around us, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's why there's thrusters on the space.
Yeah, no, I get that, but like the entire space station is going to collapse around us, including like the planet that the ship is on. So we're not going to have time to fix a core into it while it's falling apart.
No, it's not going to implode. It's just going to drift off.
I'm saying let's get the ship running first, then let's remove
it. No, fine. All right, fucking do the thing. All right, cool. Go.
It's a new ship.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's actually much better.
Oh, now.
Rebooking with the good ideas.
Let's print 2 things. Let's print a copy of the Jefferson Starship, and let's print a fusion core for the Golden Rose. Oh, let's print a third thing. Let's print a thing that says that Hud's Island is his own and can never be owned by anyone else. Because, like, I don't know, like, we could surely print something that says that. And
deed of ownership, yes.
All right, so print you a deed of ownership, a legitimate deed of ownership. My ship, core for the Golden Rose, and we're done.
And an army of diamonds.
They already exist. They're waiting to be awoken by someone else at another day.
Yeah, I feel like we should probably get a leg and an eye for you as well.
Nope.
The thing about the ownership thing, Hood, which I appreciate what you just said about the leg and the eye, that has been sold to fund the heist for the God Box.
Okay, this time I do hit her.
All right, roll an attack.
That is a 16.
That does hit, yeah, so just roll your damage.
How much damage is unarmed?
I think it's just D4, isn't it, plus strength?
Okay, cool. I do 3 points of damage.
Fucking hell, and another tooth falls out of her mouth.
I grab her by the scruff and I shake her, and I say, "You're helping me get that batch."
No, that was fair, but is it not possible, given that this is a god box, to create some sort of more legitimate form of deed of ownership?
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. If I've got the deed of ownership, then it was never Dora's to sell. So I can dispute that in small court. Fine.
And, And it's a god box that can create anything, so it's more legitimate than the legitimate version.
I dropped Aura.
All right. Thank you. There is also an elevator shaft in the wall there that goes to the surface. It's easy enough.
I like this version better. New ship, new fusion core, new deed of ownership.
Anything else? I'm going to make some booze.
Tequila.
Tequila.
For all your faults, Dora, you have good choice of rum, so.
Brilliant. Homebrew. She just turns around and starts typing some things into the computer screen there. Some plans come up, and she gestures to Jefferson. I don't really know what the Jefferson Starship looks like, or what it's like inside.
Just make it cool. Oh, and put a Knight Rider, which is a sort of car, a land vehicle in the hangar. So I want a Jefferson Starship and a Knight Rider.
No idea what that is, so you're just going to have to get what you're given.
Spaceship and a car. A spaceship and a car. That's what I want.
So she keys in the plans to the Jefferson Starship to begin with, and that starts to print in the other room. And we'll get placed in the on the surface. She gives the command near the Golden Rose. Some drones will take that up there, and machinery will take it up there. She keys in then for a fusion core for the Rose, as well as a new leg for herself. She's going to print also an eye patch to finish off her look. She's not bothered about a new eye. And then, yeah, deed of ownership for HUD. She has HUD look over it to check the kind of authenticity, how authentic it looks, and if he's happy with it or not. Because I don't want to be punched in the fucking face again, you cunt.
No, that was fair.
Yeah, so HUD's going to look it over. I guess it'll be a law check.
Yeah.
That is a 20 non-natural.
Yeah, I'd say with that, it looks pretty good. You probably win your small claims court with this and get your island back as a result. But there's no way of knowing until we're in court.
Fair enough.
Which is next time, the next season.
Season 4 of SBC. Small claims court.
Judge, jury, and executioner.
Trial by combat.
So yeah, a drone comes in and delivers the ownership documentation for the island, and also the fusion core as well, and a bottle of tequila and a bottle of rum. Looks super tasty and super strong. She downs the bottle of rum, throws up a little bit halfway through, but then just keeps going, then burps at the end. Bloody hell, that's fucking better. Anyway, I mean, thanks guys. I'm sorry they had to go through all that shit. I do appreciate it, and I'm sorry for what I've done. I just wanted to clear up my dad's mess and just make sure there wasn't any other horrible schemes and plans out there. And to be honest with you, you know, we've sort of have cut together as a team.
Kind of not even start.
Cut this
do
off.
Not even no. start.
The source.
No.
Give it time, Dora. This has been traumatic.
Dora.
Yes.
I like your friends.
They're great.
I will fix your ship when you break it next.
Love you.
I'm never coming to another birthday party.
But the next year's I'm in. I'm gonna
be... No.
I will hit you.
No.
Again.
I'll let him.
But guys, I'm gonna be 160.
Whoa.
Don't care. Don't care.
Nope.
There'll be lots of cake.
Nope.
We'll hit you again. We'll not stop.
Some of the cake gives...
Nope.
Gives you an erection.
Oh, hang on.
She quickly prints out some cake and has a drone deliver it. Want some?
Is this erection cake?
Jefferson takes it and goes to the left and says, I'll be in my bunk.
Bud starts loading his shotgun.
So yeah, are you going back up to the ships first and then coming back down for the god box?
Yes.
Yeah.
Be in my bunk. No, yeah, we'll do that. No, in fact, Jefferson away. You go up. You know what? You guys go up to your ship. I'll take the god box. We'll fly off to some black hole together. Then I'll go to my bunk with this delicious cake.
Right. So, Rebook, Dora, and Hood make their way to the elevator and shoot back up to the surface. Takes around 2-3 minutes to get back up. It's pretty speedy. And puts you pretty close to the original shack. As you're walking over to the Golden Rose, you can now see there's a new ship next to it that's been delivered. It's hot pink, plated all over. And you can see in the... You're not here, Jefferson. you can see in the hangar bay, up the ramp, there's also like a very small car. It looks like an old Mini Cooper, again, in hot pink. Dora, at this point, she starts to feel a little bit uncomfortable, and then she reaches behind her, and then she pulls her pinky out. It was, after all, in her bottom. She heads over to the shack and quickly uses the fingerprint scanner, opens up, and she brings out another fusion core. She just says, "Oh, you never know, we might need another one on the way back." I'll put it in my chair. So you head back to the Rose, and presumably you fit the fusion core?
Yeah.
Be very naughty.
Dora comes into the cabin. "What the fuck happened to my chair?"
Burn it.
You do realise that there's a fusion core underneath there. You could have fucking exploded the entire ship.
Burn it.
Probably worth it.
She quickly uses the charred diary to open up the chair again. It's some form of like magnetic chip that when placed into the armchair where she keeps her alcohol, it opens up the chair. And underneath, she places the spare fusion core, and she also pulls out some more alcohol and some pornography as well. And sits in her chair and waits. She says, "I'm home at last. I'm not going to fuck around and go back down there. I'm not going to lie. I didn't like being tortured and don't really want to see this place ever again."
Fair enough.
And while this is happening, Jefferson, you're back in the God Box room. Suddenly it begins to lighten up again. The white runic shapes glow and burn. And it's making something else.
So is there any like readout or anything that shows what it's making?
Yeah, make a computer's check.
Why that? Why now? Yes, I've heard of computers. Nope, that's a one.
Yeah, with a one, you just see loads of gobbledygook that you don't understand flashing up on the screen. But there's a rumble to the left of you in this outer room as it's creating something else.
Don't love this. Can I unplug the god box?
Yes. Can you make an... I want to say...
Don't say computers.
I'm not going to say computers. I'm going to say astrophysics.
That's not better. How is that better? That's the same thing.
Actually, do mechanics. You can do mechanics.
Okay, That's not as bad. That's a 13.
Are you in a spacesuit by this point?
You've got an atmosphere around me.
I'd say with 13, you don't manage to dislodge the box from the central computer. It seems to be lodged pretty well into place.
Okay. Second option. Oh, wait, I did have time to put a spacesuit on. Because they were all going up. I'll have a spacesuit on. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do what you want.
Second option. I place a frag grenade next to the god box. And I shoot at it. I go back as far as I can, which I think is about the range on my rifles. I can go 300 feet. So I go to the very edge of the room, as far away as I possibly can. And I start shooting and I try and blow up the computer because I can't dislodge the god box, so I'll blow up the computer. Don't print nothing you weren't told to.
I suppose make a ranged attack for to see if you hit the grenade.
26.
Yeah, you hit it and it explodes. The computer, I say the whole left-hand side of it, explodes and starts to power down. And again, the sun starts to flicker away and the space station begins to peel away from itself, all from this epicenter.
How easy would it be to, like, jet out of this and up towards Jefferson Starship Point 2?
Well, you'd have to see how you get on. You could jet up the elevator shaft, I suppose.
Does it look like the god box and whatever it's creating has stopped, or...?
Yeah, it starts to power down, for sure.
So it's not creating anything anymore?
You don't think so, no. You don't know whether it finished either.
So first off, I go over and I try and unplug the god box again, now that the machine it's plugged into is not active.
Yeah, make another mechanics check, because it's a bit charred up and the metal is bent in certain areas. So, I mean, you could try and use brute strength as well. It's up to you, mechanics or strength.
I think you know I can't do that. Mechanics is 22.
Okay, yeah. This time you managed to take out one of the clips that's holding it in place, which is now visible due to the explosion from the fragmentation grenade. You can slide the box out.
Now, I will try and return to Jefferson Starship Mark II. Using my jet boosters.
Yeah, you start to make your way up the shaft manually. Pieces of the wall start to come away as you go, but it's not like they're moving at any great speed. They're just falling apart, and you start to... Well, you can't hear anything because it's the vacuum of space, but if you were to hear, you'd be able to hear this shattering of the bones of the space station clattering away from each other. Make a dexterity saving throw.
25.
So you manage to avoid the debris as it pulls away from each other. As you go up, around a third of the way up, make a perception check.
23.
So you cast your eye back down to the bottom of the shaft, and you can see another figure in a spacesuit. Same ones that were hanging on the wall, also making its way up the shaft after you.
Well, that's not good. Can I come to HUD and say, I'm coming up the shaft. There's something else coming up the shaft behind me. Shoot it.
Roger that. I'm going to head down and cover the shaft with my microcan.
You're in a spacesuit as well?
Yeah. HUD was definitely expecting something to go wrong with this.
Doing anything, Reboot?
I think Reboot will have done the spacesuit as well. He's had enough experience this last day or so to realise it's always a good idea to be ready for zero gravity.
You can also see the Rose and the new Jefferson Starship are starting to drift away from the center of the moon. There's nothing that's pulling, nothing of force that's pulling them down now.
How far away is the new creature?
I'd say about a third of the way up, so probably a couple of hundred feet. It's...
No, never mind.
But yeah, you're moving at similar speed, so you'll get to the top of the shaft.
No, I don't think I'm different. I don't have a thing.
Yeah, you get to the top of the shaft and you see HUD as you approach.
This is me, this is me, this is me, this is me!
I know, you idiot. Get in the ship.
I'm getting my own ship. Fuck you.
All right, whatever.
At this point, Jefferson, you see the new Jefferson starship, hot pink.
God damn, Dora, I own a fucking space yard. I will repaint this. All you've done is piss me off.
It is basically a Firefly model, but in hot pink.
I'm going to fucking love that. That's great. Dora, which I think actually is what Tom designed when he created the Luciola. Because you know Luciola, the original name of Jefferson's starship is Firefly in Italian, I think.
Beautiful.
There we go.
So, you know, that's a sexy little cycle.
I think you keep
on.
You know.
I'll just repaint it, Dora. I will just repaint it.
Looks beautiful. Just like you.
You know what it does? I'm going to leave it as it is. Maybe put some lightning bolts down the side, but fine.
I like it.
May I suggest neon yellow for the lightning bolts?
What other colour are I going to use? Green? Fuck off.
Maybe let's get off the collapsing planet.
Oh, yes. You're
also, kill the thing that's following me, because it's definitely not okay.
I mean, let's just get off the collapsing planet and let the collapsing planet deal with the thing that's following you.
I don't know if that's going to work. The God Box created it of its own volition, or of Dora's volition. Don't know which. Don't care which. Kill it.
Does this ship have guns?
Kill it. Kill it now. Kill it. Die.
Reboot. Check if the ship has guns.
The Golden Rose has guns. You know this from your time.
Yeah, the Golden Rose always had guns.
Death Starship does have guns as well.
I'm guessing it's too far away for me to get there quickly.
Yeah, you start to hear some interference on your comms as well. Your radio channel is getting tuned into by some outside force.
Jefferson just makes for the starship.
A low drawl comes across. Oh, you will not take my God Box from me. I have worked so hard to... And the voice is so distorted. It's almost like the voice box is new and getting used to speech. Bring it back to me. Are you
another Venom Page?
Fools. You will not defeat me. It never ends. It never ends. It never ends.
Oh, cool.
Wait, hang on. Who this?
We're doing this again.
I am your reckoning.
Wait. Is this Pat?
Pax, who is one of you foolish band? No, this is not Pax. This is Venom Page.
But you don't even know who Pax is? Do you know why you're doing this?
And he sort of pauses. I am doing this to take over the galaxy.
Yeah, but why?
Yeah, why?
Because I am God.
No, you're not.
No. No, you're Venom Page. You're not even the real Venom Page.
And at this point, you start to see the figure floating upward. It's crammed into the spacesuit. It seems like half of it's been printed and the other half is mangled, like one of the horrors that you faced previously. It's like a half page, half horror. It's crammed itself into a spacesuit and it's working its way.
You do realize you're the memory of a shadow of a thing that was killed by accident by idiots.
I am God, and you are my creatures, and I will extinguish you from the face.
While he's saying this, I'm going to come through to Dora on the Golden Rose and say, Dora, can you hear me?
Yes, of course.
We've got another Venom Page clone. This thing's weird. Get to the guns.
All right, sounds good.
Wait. Don't bother with guns. Just turn your engines towards it and go.
I mean, if you get here fast, I think that's a good idea. Have we got the box?
The box is secure.
The box is with me. I'm on my way to my ship. You just fucking burn this guy up with your engines.
Good idea. And we can always shoot him in...
Do all you want, but, like, there's no need to waste time going to the guns. Just go.
And he's getting closer and closer. He's about 150 feet, 140 feet away from you, Hood.
I'm going to start pulling back towards the Golden Rose.
Yeah. And the landing ramp lowers for you as you get towards it. By the time you get to it, I'd say that Paige is out of the shaft, but he's got another 100 feet to go before he gets to the ships.
I'm going to come back through to Dora. Okay, cook this fool. I'm going to grab hold of something on the inside of the hangar bay.
Jefferson, are you in the Luciola 2.0?
Jefferson's been going for the Jefferson Starship the whole time. So, yeah, I guess so. Shuts the door.
I say we don't have to roll anything in with this. You just power up, point your thrusters towards the figure. And he just says, it is never over. I will see you again very soon. And he goes up in a blaze and cooks in the engines as you shoot off away from the moon of Stardor. I feel like Jefferson wants to say something, so
I was just going to say, Jefferson is just like pondering this. He's like, I can't, you know what? If I die, will Venom Pages stop trying to kill everyone, or will they find another? Like, it just feels like they kind of want someone to kill someone at.
Yeah, it feels like they're just kind of looking for an excuse at this point.
Yeah, tangentially related to you in terms of...
They want to kill the universe at me, and if I wasn't here, they'd find someone else to kill the universe at. It's not really about me, is it? Which is, you know, in some ways, that's a little bit disheartening. I thought it was, you know, a personal grudge, but now I'm beginning to realize it's their ego, not mine, that's being challenged. And that, you know what, that's a little damaging to me.
Hey, old man, if it's any consolation, you're the reason they started this.
I just feel a little unneeded.
Hud's going to walk over to Jefferson and place a hand on his shoulder.
No, we're on different ships. Pay a fucking attention.
Fair enough. In that case, Jefferson's going to video call Jefferson. Yeah. And
nope. Hud's going to video call
Jefferson. Hud's going to Jefferson the videotape. And I'm very tired. And he's just going to say, look, if it's any consolation, Jefferson, this is all your fault.
I knew I didn't like you.
It just says in the background, I am a bit worried about how many clones he made of himself, of the clone. I mean, he managed to print that one as a failsafe of some kind. So there could be fuckloads more out there.
Yeah. Like, both that and the army of Darrens are a concern to me. Like, I know that, like, I know Darrens aren't dangerous on their own, but a legion of Darrens, that's worrying.
They are many. They are Darren.
You do cast your mind back to when the room of Darren was fired off into the abyss, and you, as you watch the space station behind you start to unfold and float off into the vast expanse of space, you just wonder how many rooms were fashioned in there and what was in them and where they're going to end up.
How many Darrens might be out there?
Space is a big place. We can't be responsible for all of it. If we run across them, we'll do something about it, I guess.
I'll be honest, I'm going back to my little moon. Any Darrens that land, I'll kill them.
You've changed your tune.
This is a different matter. Now it's different. Don't ask me to explain how.
Right.
Is it because they're clones?
No. All right. I'll do one of two things. They can stay with me. They accept a life of peace. Or they can die.
So you have chosen death.
It sounds like you're building your own army of Darrens there, Jefferson.
Yeah, but a peaceful army of Darrens. And eventually I'll die and they can do what they want then.
Oh, yeah. But those famously peaceful armies that, when they lose their charismatic leader, turn to a life of peace. I remember that always happening.
Usually, when their famously charismatic leader dies, they kind of go into banking and
Argentina.
So there's not really much to worry about. They'll just sort of disperse and lead lives of mediocrity.
I'm so glad we're throwing this into a black hole.
Yeah, so the likelihood is the galaxy will be largely unchanged, because I reckon my little moon, maybe one, possibly two of them will arrive with me. I think of the odds of that. The entire universe, how many of those Darrens are going to land on Jefferson Knight's footstep? Doorstep. Doorway. One of the things.
So, as you plot a course back to civilization, or possibly via a black hole and or small claims court.
Absolutely via a black hole. We're shooting the god box into a black hole, and we're definitely going to a small claims court.
Absolutely.
You take a breath and think back on what happened over the last day or two. The utter mayhem and catastrophic nature of the series of events is almost baffling, but at the same time makes complete sense knowing Dora was involved. You might feel sorry for her now, you might not, but her chaos always seems to have the best of intentions at its heart. She sits now in the captain's chair of the Golden Rose, swigging rum and rubbing the stump of her leg. Somehow, she makes the perfect figure of the space pirate now. She stares off into the emptiness of space and seemingly beyond that. She has this knowing smile on her face, but it seems a little bit different to her usual mischief. Like the experience has finally broken something inside of her, despite what she's been through previously. She clears her throat in a dry rasp and says, "I just want to say again, thank you, you cunts." She farts loudly, and it's extremely foul. A single tear rolls down her cheek, and you're unsure whether it's because she's deeply melancholy or due to the smell of the fart she's just produced.
Could be hemorrhoids.
I mean, the pinky was up there for quite some time. As you cover your mouth and nose, Rebuke and Hood, and Jefferson, you've heard this horrible fart over the comms. The smell permeates throughout the Golden Rose's cabin. You think to yourself, this is the last time you ever accept an invitation to Dora's birthday party, which you've already previously said. But that was also my last line of the campaign.
Did we ruin that for you?
So thanks for ruining the climax.
If there's anything that we're good at, it's ruining a climax.